Hi guys, welcome to episode 6. It's been 2 weeks and 1 day since the last podcast, and a lot's been happening. First up then, the news, and the Halloween collection came out the start of this month. Absolutely great collection, as many of you already know. I've got quite a few of them myself, not as many as I'd like, and I'm hoping to complete the collection before the date is up. I'm guessing the 31st will be the last day. Maybe we'll have 1 or 2 days in November, I don't know. I'll have to wait and see. Very good collection. Now, I have to say, it's a very, very nice collection. Some of the art is absolutely fantastic. I've seen 9 of 9. I'm not going to give away what it is, but I've seen it. One of my real-life friends has one, and it's a very nice picture on that one. I also have 8 of 9, which is also very, very sweet. 2.2 came out, and along with that came the extra news feature, which lets you know whether somebody is hunting in your area. Very cool little feature there. One I didn't expect, actually. One that came out of the blue, which I'm sure many of you already agree. It's a very, very nice part of the game, and it's nice to see who's around. For me, there's about 5 people in my immediate area. I'm sure for some of you, there's going to be a lot more. Okay, on to other things. And the answers for the question asked a few weeks ago by our very own Guardian Force herself, SLH, was: what future collection would you like to see most? Now, I like this question. Unfortunately, we didn't get very much of a big response for the first week or so. And then things did pick up. Excuse me. We had a few emails in the last few days and some great, great ideas on this. So I'm just going to pull that up and I'm going to read some of them out. Okay, let's see what we've got here. This is from Chili Toby Mom. 3 ideas here. Fossils, the bones, and not the skin. So I'm thinking dinosaur bones and the like. Birds, posted the yellow-headed blackbird on the Facebook page. I remember seeing the picture of that, actually. And medical or laboratory items. Some word I can't read, I do apologize. Stethoscopes, beakers, gurney, etc. I'll spell it for you guys. CADUCEUS, caduces, caduce cat, whatever that is. I'm sure it'd make a great collection item. Okay, this one's from Mac Mike, and it's quite a read, so I'm just going to read it. I think that's only fair. I too would love to see a state collection. I know it's a large collection and would take a long time for anyone to get the full collection, but I think it would be a fun one to have out there, since usually there is no guarantee about what treasure the bots drop you. I think the app should detect whether you're in another state and give you one just for being there. How about a fan-submitted collection? People submit an idea, not a graphic, and it would have their name on it somehow. And from those who have been submitted, there would be online voting to trim it down to 6 or 7 items. What about a space theme? Would a movie theme be legal to create? User submitted, user voted. Movie favourites. Halloween theme. Oh well, we've already got that one. This may sound out there. That's in quotation marks. But what about a sponsored theme collection? Say Starbucks, McDonald's, Home Depot, or whoever. Pay to play. And when a user finds one of their treasures, they take it into the related store and get a discount or a small free something. I think something that has a voting component to it would be great interest to the Traveller's Quest gamers. I have to agree, yes. The only thing that I'm wary about is America-only collections. You guys have had quite a few collections in the little past couple of months that other countries haven't been able to get. For instance, I'll give you a clue. My friend, David, he's named David14 in the game. He has quite a good collection going on. But he's never going to rival, for instance, and I hope he doesn't mind, Cincy. He's never going to rival Cincy because there aren't as many collections. The only thing we do get is Crown Jewels, which is very, very rare, and also just one treasure item. So I don't know. I don't know if I like one country only treasures. I just think it becomes a little unfair. I don't really want to say too much about that because I don't really want to annoy anyone. Okay, we've now got a little email from Cincy Kid, and a list of collections he'd like to see. Some of these are brilliant, I have to say. A European collection available across the entire European continent. Bavarian brew, plaid kilt, wooden clogs, bullfighter's cape, French beret, bobby helmet, Roman fountain, Athlon, sorry, my fault. Nesting dolls, Viking horns or hammer. Some of these I really don't know what they are. I may sound stupid, but what is Bavarian brew? I don't know. Okay, this one's from Tiny77. If it seems like I'm rushing, by the way, guys, it's because I have a lot to get through. Would like to see a villain treasure collection made from players in the game. I would have a good shot of being on it, especially if Joshua had a vote. Ha 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 ha. Would also like to see a pirate ship collection. Very good ideas there, Tiny77. I like it. Okay, this one's from Late Red. A bit of a long one here, so I'm just going to read it. Last time around in episode 5, SLH posted the question about what collections we'd like to see. I have a few suggestions. First would be the UK castles and stately homes suggestion made on the Traveller's Quest wall on Facebook a month or two ago. I don't think it would need to be restricted to being a regional collection only available to the UK. The other one I suggested would, around the same time, would be the European landmarks / tourist attractions collection, and I'd still like to see that. Again, I don't think it needs to be available regionally. Worldwide should be fine. Also, how about a collection based around a bird species? Could lead some cool artwork if there is an artist willing to take it on. But a lot of work, I guess. And finally, for now, I'd suggest a UK real ales collection. But then again, I would, having a username based on a British ale. Not sure how this suggestion would be affected by copyright issues, though. And the rest is actually not related to the question, so I may read that on a future podcast. My input now, I suppose. I had from a few real-life friends, David14 and Moomdog. David wanted a Aztec collection, which I thought was a very good idea also. And Chris had also had a fossils idea in mind. I think there are about 5 collections that keep coming up. That being the fossils, some kind of regional treasure that is available only in that area. That seems to be a very popular one, whether it's any part of the world. That seems to be the idea that people are biting with. For some reason, people seem to want a birds collection. I don't get that one, but I suppose. And there are a few others. A very alcohol-created collection seems to be quite popular as well, for obvious reasons. My idea, I suppose, was just to be honest with you, I would like a fossil collection. I was also thinking about a dragon collection. Maybe parts of the dragon. I've always liked dragons, being a Welshman. I've always thought a dragon collection would be pretty cool. I've also thought that a baby monsters collection, in something in the form of, I don't know if any of you have read Flanimals by Ricky Gervais. It's kind of like mini, funny, cute little monsters. I always thought that would be pretty cool as well. Unique created imagery for Traveller's Quest, which I think they kind of are steering towards. Again, I don't know what is in the future. I'm sure one of us has said a collection that's going to pop up before long, because quite frankly, we've covered everything. I think that's all for today, actually. Yep, that is the end of the show tonight. It's run quite long compared to what I thought it was going to be like a week ago. So again, thank you for all your requests. No question this week. I'm going to leave it for a week because I have a lot on this week. So I'm going to provide a question next week. Next week's podcast probably will be a little shorter. That is if I can find something to do for the Halloween podcast. The idea I originally had in mind is really not going to work now. I needed more time to do it in, and because this podcast was delayed, it's kind of backed up on me. So maybe we'll do something special, extra special for Christmas. We will do something small for the Halloween podcast, though. I just don't know what at the moment. Any ideas, let me know. If anybody wants to do something nice or provide an interview or anything, just get in touch with me, travelerspodcast@hotmail.com. That's all from me. Good night.